Welcome to podcast How to Deal with Grief and Trauma Season 4. We are going to start with this Season 4 of the podcast, which I'm so humbled given the fact that we're nearing the podcast 1 year anniversary. Basically, a year ago, I could say I knew nothing about podcasting or only the bare minimum. Can you believe it? It's hard to wrap my head around it, but it's true. It was a steep learning curve. Getting all the gear together and learning how to record with the right settings, then editing, including applying some neat tricks to equalize the different audio files, and then finally publish with suitable show notes, audiograms, etc. All the things that you as a podcast listener are enjoying without knowing what it goes into it. Each episode takes me on average about 4 to 6 hours every week from production until publication and marketing. And the success and the feedback of the show make it obvious that you, the listener, benefit from following our conversations. It touches me to receive those feedbacks and comments and encouragements, given the fact that a podcast such as this is being mostly produced in solitude besides the interview itself. So please keep those comments and feedback coming. Currently, all the costs of the podcast are carried by myself, and the podcast is run without advertising. This, however, might need to change in future. So for this upcoming season, I have therefore decided to ask your support again, which you can provide by just donating a couple of dollars each month as a way to support the podcast's continuation. Thank you so much. On another side, I have decided to add guests who can speak about the modalities that my interviewees have referred to as beneficial ways of supporting themselves through grief and trauma. As a grief and trauma-informed therapist myself, I'm fully aware that there are so many different modalities out there, and even more different therapists and personalities offering these modalities and accompanying you through grief and trauma. The specific modalities I use, which I will share with you in another episode, are just one avenue to provide grief and trauma-informed care, but there are so many more. So I'm excited, and I hope you are too, to find out about all these different ways in which you can support yourself if you choose to. One word from me as a therapist for you: be mindful that any therapeutic modality is only as good as the relationship between the therapist and you, the client, and that your sense of security and feeling at ease with the therapy and the therapist is the basis of any work that you do. And it's pivotal to give yourself time and space to make that decision that is right for you regarding choosing a person to work with. Some clients first need to learn how to trust their semantic markers again, as trauma might have dysregulated their nervous system to a point where it's difficult to make the right decisions and choices. In this case, get a referral from a trusted friend, a doctor, and start there. And as always, if you need any help, I'm here to support you. I'm only an email away. So again, if you'd like to support this podcast, follow the link and donate just a few dollars per month to support the podcast. I greatly appreciate you for listening.